AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Harsh weather has moved west as a polar vortex is expected to grip the Rockies and Northern Plains. The National Weather Service says it will bring life-threatening cold temperatures. Over the weekend, winter storms pummeled the eastern U.S. In Kentucky, at least 11 people have died during flooding from heavy rains. Governor Andy Beshear says the National Guard is helping with flood rescues after heavy rain broke records across much of the state.
We are still in the search and rescue phase of this emergency. We still have multiple different missions that are underway. There are still people that are in harm's way.
The National Weather Service says parts of Kentucky and Tennessee received up to 6 inches of rain. The wave of federal layoffs has come to the FAA, to workers tasked with aviation safety.
The Trump administration's cuts to the federal workforce continue, reaching several hundred staffers with the Federal Aviation Administration. David Spiro, president of the Professional Aviation Safety Specialists Union, says probationary workers started receiving emails Friday night that they had been fired, coming from what he described as an exec order Microsoft email, not a regular government email address. The firings hit the FAA at a time when it already faces a shortfall in controllers and comes just weeks after a deadly DC plane crash. One air traffic controller told the AP impacted workers include personnel hired for radar, landing, and navigational aid maintenance. Jennifer King, Washington.
Vatican authorities say Pope Francis has a complex infection in his respiratory system and will require more targeted drug treatment. Officials gave no further details on the severity of his illness or what would change in his treatment. Former Vice President Kamala Harris will receive the NAACP's Chairman's Award during the Civil Rights Organization's Image Awards ceremony this weekend. This is AP News. Some retired federal workers are reacting to the federal workforce layoffs.
Calvin Stevens' military and federal service career took him to high ranks until he retired in 2009. He's part of a generation of Black Americans who used the military and federal service to pursue the American dream.
The skills I had learned, both federal sector and the military sector, helped me to give back.
As President Donald Trump and Elon Musk remake the federal workforce through the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, Stevens is worried for the next generation of Black middle-class workers.
And I think it's a disservice to the country, because once you lose that institutional knowledge of those individuals, either resign or retire, you lose a lot. And Americans and the country lose that expertise.
Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.